the practice of Zazen is the coming together of the absolute and the relative, of the one and the many. In this human existence, and this can sound abstract, philosophical, but the teachings of Zen make it concrete, practical, experienced in this. And Master Deshimaru used the phrase concentration and observation to express these different aspects of practice. Drawing on my teachers, Jean Babi and Guy Mercier, I would maybe use presence and awareness. Presence is to be wholeheartedly abandoned to the experience of the present moment. Letting go of the self, the thoughts, the emotions, the games it plays in each moment. The sensations and experiences in this moment are the gateway to presence. The flow of the breath, the warmth of the dojo, even the noise of the traffic outside can break us back to the now. In Japanese temples, when you meditate, they use a large gong. On Gloucester Road, we can use the siren of a passing fire engine to cut through the drifting. So presence is to wholeheartedly let go of the self, the personal characteristics and the game that it plays. But of course, the self comes back. Thoughts arise again and again and again. And that is to be human, natural. Not to be seen as a failure. And the arising of thoughts, the arising of emotions, is an opportunity for awareness. To be aware of the games that the mind plays. To be aware of the emotions that arise. To be aware of the train of thoughts, planning for later, ruminating over things past, whatever. No need to analyze it, but be aware. Make space for it to pass. Let go of it. And from that awareness, then naturally, unconsciously, and automatically, the mind changes. To use the Buddhist expression, karma of each of us changes. Our karma, slowly but surely, wears itself out. In the relative world, we do not stop being I. But through practice, that I manifests in a clearer, more straightforward way in life. No need to try to make it happen. Just sit. Be present. Be aware. Don't judge. Don't feel you're doing well. Don't feel you're a failure. Success and failure is irrelevant. Simply be.